Welcome to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, career development coach, Stacey Back, and I'm here to support you, the ambitious high achiever who's at a career crossroads. If you've already achieved a lot of success, but you're feeling stuck and confused about what you want or how to get to the next level in your career, you're in the right place. I've spent the past 15 plus years helping high performers reach their career goals. And on this podcast, I'll show you how to develop the clarity, confidence, and right strategy to get unstuck, minimize risk, and take the fear out of your next career move. All so you create a career and life by design. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Career by Design podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Back. Today I'm talking about how to change careers in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. Here's what I know about you as a listener of this podcast. You're a high achiever who's worked hard to get where you are. You're established and successful in your field and 10 plus years into your career. But what happens when you find yourself at a career crossroads? On the outside, life looks picture perfect, but on the inside, you're feeling frustrated, unfulfilled, or confused about your next career steps. You may be going through a big life transition, or you've reassessed your priorities and realized you want to make a change in your career. You could have hit the glass ceiling in your current company or profession and are wondering where you can go next. Yet even if you're ready to make a change, it can be tough to do so at this stage of your career. After supporting hundreds of people through their career transitions and changing careers twice, I understand just how difficult it can be. The fear of throwing away the time, money, and energy invested into your current career can hold you back. And the thought of leaving a secure income or starting again in a new career can stop you in your tracks. So if you're stuck at a mid-career crossroads, what do you do? In today's episode, I'm sharing a simple 7-step strategy to help you navigate a mid-career change. You'll discover how to make a successful career change in your 30s, 40s, and beyond. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Step number one is to explore your options. Uncertainty is one of the biggest blocks holding you back from changing careers. To create certainty and safety, your brain needs proof that this career path is possible. And this is where moving from overthinking into action is vital. The first step to embarking on your career change is to explore potential career pathways. Informational interviews and testing out new skills are two practical ways to expand your knowledge of the career options available to you. Set up informal chats with people doing work or elements of work which interest you. Get them to share their career story and ask plenty of questions to gain insights into their career journey, industry, or organization. Then test out new skills through volunteering, exploring a new hobby, self-education, or taking on additional responsibilities at work. Are you clear on the career path you want to pursue? Say you're moving from the corporate world and using your existing expertise to start a consulting business. This first stage will give you the opportunity to test out and validate your new career or business idea upfront to reduce risk with your move. Alternatively, if you're unsure what you want next or which career path to choose, this initial exploration phase will help you identify and narrow down your options. In the process, you'll develop new skills and gain practical experience in the career of interest. The key is to take action, pay attention to what resonates, and continue moving in that direction. When you move from analysis to action, you give your brain the evidence it needs to see what's possible. Step number two is to make a decision. So you've explored potential careers and taken steps to test and validate your ideas. Next, you're going to choose one career path to pursue. Testing and validating your new career or business idea and coming to a decision is a whole process in itself. I'll likely do a separate podcast to dive deeper into this topic in future. But for now, let's proceed on the basis you know your direction and are ready to make a career change. So once you've made a decision, learn more about the career you want to transition into. Talk to people working in the industry or a similar role. If you plan to start your own venture, speak to others running a similar business. If your career change involves finding a new job, clarify the key criteria required for your new career. Review job descriptions or selection criteria for advertised positions to understand the main job requirements. Focus on the technical knowledge, personal skills, or qualifications you'll need, rather than the number of years' experience. Because when you're clear on your direction and make an informed decision, you'll navigate your career change with confidence. Step number 3 is to get experience. At this stage, focus on gaining relevant, practical experience and developing essential skills before making your career change. Your goal is to bridge the gap between your existing knowledge, skills, and experience and those required for your new career. Now, it's not always possible to move into your ideal role or business immediately. Consider opportunities to gain relevant experience via your current job, internships, personal projects, or even voluntary positions. If you want to build a business, consider starting out with a side hustle, part-time consulting, or freelance work. When developing new skills for your career change, the length of time it takes will vary. Do your research and consider any formal qualifications or certifications that you'll need. You may be able to upskill within a matter of months through a short course, while formal requalification will take longer. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-education. When I started my entrepreneurial journey in 2013, I consumed blogs, books, and YouTube videos to learn how to establish, market, and grow a successful business. And free information has never been more accessible, with a wealth of podcasts, articles, and even courses dedicated to your industry or designed to teach you the skills required for your desired career. The lesson for you is this: when you start taking steps to upskill today, you'll move into your dream career a whole lot faster. I'm pausing this episode to invite you to a free live event I'm hosting on Tuesday, the 27th of February, to support your career success in 2024 and beyond. Here's what I know about you. You've got a deep desire to do work which challenges and fulfills you, make an impact, and get paid well for it. But like so many people I speak to, you feel stuck in your career. You're struggling to figure out what to do next, or you're overwhelmed and unsure where to start. Well, it's time to put an end to this. Not only do I want you to understand what's holding you back from creating the success you desire, but I want to give you the exact strategies you can apply today to get the results you want in your career this year. I've packaged it all up in a brand new masterclass, How to Activate Your Career Success in 2024. In this free career planning activation, you'll discover the real reason you're not getting the results you want and why doing the opposite will ignite your career success. A proven process to go from confused to clear on your career goals and create a plan to reach them. And the 3 biggest roadblocks you must know to cut through overwhelm and successfully implement your career plan. You'll learn the specific step-by-step strategies, usually only shared in my private coaching container, which you can immediately implement. Plus, I'll finish with a live Q&A so you can ask me all your burning career questions. I only run free trainings like this a few times a year and received incredible feedback on the last one. So I'd love to invite you to join me on Tuesday, the 27th of February, for this career planning activation. Click the link in the episode notes now to register. I can't wait to see you there. Step number 4 is to focus on transferable skills. At this point, you'll start to embark on your career change. However, if your transition involves looking for a new position in an area you have little experience, traditional job applications can be challenging. It's much easier to sell yourself in a face-to-face interview. The difficulty is securing the interview in the first place. So how do you get around this? By focusing on transferable skills. These are the existing personal, or technical skills relevant to your new career. Here are my top three tips. First, start by identifying your transferable skills. Jot these down along with any specific examples of when you've demonstrated these skills in previous positions. You can add these to the key achievements section of your resume, LinkedIn profile, and have relevant examples ready to discuss at interview to back up your statements. Second, create a skills-based resume. Outline your key skills at the top of your CV, highlighting relevant achievements and specific examples where you've demonstrated those skills in your past career. Include a summary of your work history, so position title, employer and dates below, but focus on outlining your transferable skills up front. Also, look at the core skills listed in job adverts, position descriptions, and selection criteria for the ideal roles you're applying for. Then make sure you include those keywords throughout your CV. The technology used to manage online job applications scans your resume for these keywords, so customizing each application will increase your chances of interview success. And third, tell your personal story. Use the About section of your LinkedIn profile, cover letter, or email to clearly state the type of role you're seeking, why, and to highlight your relevant skills and experience. Transferable skills are equally essential for career changes planning to start a business. If you've got limited business experience or are starting in a new industry, emphasize the transferable skills, knowledge, and experience that you bring to the table. As an example, when I first transitioned into career coaching, I communicated my transferable skills and highlighted my relevant recruitment, HR, and business experience by sharing my personal story on the About page of my website, in my marketing materials, website copy, social profiles, and posts. When you own your existing experience and communicate your value with confidence, you will successfully change careers. Step five is to connect. This is the secret ingredient essential to the success of your career change. Start by building relationships through one-to-one connections with peers, potential clients, employers, or referral partners. Also, attend networking or industry events in your field. Networking feels uncomfortable for many people because of the association with selling or trying to generate new business. A simple reframe is to see networking as connecting, an opportunity to develop long-term relationships and add value to others. Next, conduct informational interviews to establish relationships with your network. The trust built between you and the person who shares their career journey, successes, and challenges creates instant connection. Informational interviews also put you in front of hiring managers who can connect you to the right opportunity. Finally, don't forget to use your existing network. Let family, friends, and colleagues know about your career change, even if it feels uncomfortable. Ask them to connect you with potential clients or employers in your area. Because when you prioritize connection and what you can give versus get, you will be supported by others and transition careers with ease. Step six is to have a plan. At this stage of your career, you've grown accustomed to a certain salary level and likely have big financial and other life commitments. So naturally, you may feel anxious about leaving an established career, steady job, and income. Therefore, before making a big career change, it's crucial to consider your financial responsibilities and life stage. Then to create a carefully constructed plan around your exit strategy and finances to minimize risk with your move. I wrote a whole article on how to create a risk-free financial plan to support your career change. I'll link to it in the episode notes so you can check it out next. One disclaimer though, the tips I share in this article are for guidance purposes only and are based on my own career changes and experience supporting many clients through their career transitions. However, I'm not a finance expert, so please always seek independent financial advice before you make any big career change. Always remember, when you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Step 7 is to be realistic. Changing careers after 10 plus years in an existing professional industry is never an easy process. So this final step is an important one. Before embarking on your transition, consider the following questions. Number 1, are you prepared to reduce your salary expectations or start again in a new career and work your way up? Number 2, how do you plan to bridge the gap between your current income level and any drop in pay? Number 3, what steps can you take to mitigate risk with this move? Number 4, how can you develop the experience that you need to fast track your way up this new career ladder? And number 5, which is the most important, what are the non-negotiables in your career? And what's the driver behind this career change? It's essential to be flexible and have realistic expectations around starting salary, earning potential in your new career, and timeframes to move. The bottom line is this: when you remain realistic and take your time to do your due diligence, you will reduce risk with your next career move. When you've worked hard to get where you are established and successful in your career, changing careers is particularly challenging. These are the exact strategies I use to navigate two career shifts and support my clients with their transitions. I hope these tips assist you too. That concludes today's episode. Now, before you get on with your day, let's move into action. Because when you implement what you've learned here by taking practical action, you will successfully change careers. So ask yourself, which tip resonated the most? And what's one small step you can take to implement it? Write it down and commit to doing it in the next 7 days. Before I sign off, I want to remind you that I'm hosting a free career masterclass next Tuesday, the 27th of February. If you're ready to change careers or advance your current one in 2024, I invite you to join us. Check out the show notes for further details and to register. Finally, if you'd like personalized support to get unstuck and create the career you want with clarity and confidence, let's chat. Book a free, no obligation, 30-minute call with me and let's discuss if working together is right for you. Go to stacyback.com/consult or check out the show notes to book. And remember, you'll receive $200 off my long-term coaching programs when you rate and review the podcast. Thank you so much for listening and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Career by Design podcast. Please rate, review, or share this episode with a friend if you found it valuable. I also invite you to connect with me further on LinkedIn or Instagram. And finally, if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you create a career by design, go to stacyback.com. All the links are in the show notes. Thanks again, and I can't wait to chat with you next time.